Speaking of adjuvant and long-term, where are things in terms of looking at CDK4/6 inhibitors in the adjuvant and neoadjuvant setting? You would think that that would be something that would be really exciting to check out.
So I think that is really exciting. So first of all, there's the Penelope trial is one trial that was started by the German group and is being run in the US and Canada by NRG. And it's randomizing women who have had chemotherapy for ER-positive, HER2-negative cancer in the neoadjuvant setting and still have significant residual disease. So I think that's an important group that we're now recognizing where we give neoadjuvant chemo, have residual disease. They're randomizing patients to whatever endocrine therapy they're going to get, AI or tamoxifen or Zoladex plus tamoxifen or what have you, to either get palbociclib or placebo. That trial's almost fully accrued. I think they're going to stop enrolling in August or September. And because this is a high-risk neoadjuvant group, I expect we'll get some results from that. The PALLAS trial is being run internationally, again, by the Alliance in the U.S. and Canada, as well as by the Austrian group in BIG, and it's randomizing patients to 2 years of palbociclib versus placebo who have significant stage 2 or 3 breast cancer in the adjuvant setting. There's a ribociclib randomized trial that's just opened internationally that's randomizing patients with stage 2 and 3 breast cancer to either get endocrine therapy plus ribociclib for 2 years or not. And I know there are plans for abemaciclib. So there's a lot of activity happening. Again, I caution, I don't like going without data, so I caution thinking about using it in the adjuvant or neoadjuvant setting yet. There is also a trial looking at it neoadjuvantly up front, not just with residual disease. So there's a lot of activity happening. And my guess is that it's going to take us a couple of years, but we'll have data around this.
Yeah, you would think it'd be interesting to look at it in the neoadjuvant setting, maybe look at biomarkers. And, you know, that paper I was mentioning that came out with the MONARCH 2 study, the review article, kind of review the issue of predictive biomarkers with these agents. Anything at all that looks promising?
So Cynthia Ma did a neoadjuvant study where she looked at Ki-67 decreases with palbociclib and showed a lot of activity there. You know, what's a bit disappointing, and I think we all know that, is all of the data from Paloma and from the Mona Lisa studies thus far looking at predictors hasn't really shown anything. You know, initially RB was looked at. RB was looked at in the Paloma 1 study and wasn't shown to be of benefit. My guess is that we're going to find something. Nick Turner's looked at circulating tumor DNA and has shown that you can use circulating tumor DNA in the metastatic setting to predict who's going to respond to CDK4/6 inhibitors, but we don't have a marker yet. So thus far, it's only ER positivity. We'll get there. I have no doubt we'll get there. We're just not there yet.